Welcome to Princess Podcast episode 16.
16!
Big 16, dude.
We're at 16.
How we are making it? Oh, that's right. It's everybody listening to us.
Yeah, they do.
We appreciate every episode you guys listen to.
Absolutely.
Download. Thank you very much. First things first, we want to pay some bills. So if you can, please check us out at princesspodcast.com. All our links to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, everything's there. We also got a great link to the merchandise we got going on.
It's Christmas.
Christmas time.
What's a better gift than princess?
Oh, nice. All right.
Some t-shirts and some travel mugs.
Dude, the travel mug is pissed. I want that.
I want that.
I got to get it.
You got to do all that. So get into it, Steve. What are we talking about today, man?
All right, today. Well, first things first, let's just go ahead and kick it off with that bullshit play of the Indianapolis Colts yesterday.
Not to play the entire game.
The entire game.
That they played.
Yeah. No, that play. They played the one quarter, and that was it. They look like they got bullied by a schoolyard bully, and then we were just the spectators that just kind of like, oh yeah, we're not going to watch this anymore.
Yeah,
I know. I stopped watching.
Yeah.
I think you waited till the fourth. I was like, no, I'm done. It was the end of the third quarter. I was like, I'm out. I can't even do this.
I didn't see Antonio Brown's last touchdown until this morning.
It was so embarrassing.
I didn't see Antonio Brown.
I did enjoy his touchdown celebration, though. That was very entertaining.
It was. Then he got fined for it. It was all different.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, look, man, the Colts last night were who the Colts are. Honestly.
They
a lot of injuries.
Pittsburgh exposed them.
Yeah.
And it also was Matt Hasselbeck's fourth game. So
he's an older guy.
Teams have had time to study his play.
Yep.
And see what his weaknesses are.
The defense wasn't the offense wasn't necessarily the biggest problem. The problem was the Colts defense wasn't as good as the Steelers offense.
Well, that Steelers offense can put up so many points that you have to be able to keep up with it. It's just like the Patriots,
That game should have been a shootout.
And
it should have been. You know,
just shooting blank.
Right. And it didn't work, right?
It was bad. So, question for you. I know you're feeling a little under the weather, so I'll try to keep you down to a minimum. Whose fault is this? Is this play, coach, personnel?
Look, so my thing is neither one of us were.
In a row, you've been embarrassed by this.
But neither one of us were super confident that the Colts were going to go in there and do anything worth the shit.
Yeah.
We both picked the Colts, but we did that
You were testing a theory. I should have picked Pittsburgh, and
right.
We may have been all good.
So, my thing is, I honestly think Pittsburgh's offense is just better than the Colts' defense. That's one. And two, Hasselbeck got exposed.
It's hard for anybody to play against Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown.
Right. Let me put the question to you, being Colts fans. Can we be done with Andrew Luck's not our guy? Andrew Luck, if he can play, let's play.
I hope so.
Can we be done with that?
I should hope so.
Because it's time, right? If Luck can go, Luck goes.
I don't think it'll happen this next week. I think it'll probably happen maybe the week after.
Who you guys got
this
week?
They're not going to Jacksonville. They're not going to push him to play in Jacksonville. They might push him to play against Houston, which is understandable. Especially at this point, we're 6-6 each.
Jeez,
but thank God.
Game.
Thank God.
Do I bring this up now? Is this what I bring this up?
The New England Patriots are playing against the Houston Texans next week.
Oh, so are you teaming me up right now?
Are you teaming me up? But you know what? We were watching the game here at Bubba. We're at Bubba's 33 today. Again. The new normal. But we're watching the game, and it was kind of weird. Like, everybody was applauding. The Patriots losing. But nobody was, like, really excited that the Houston Texans lost.
So two different scenarios, right? A couple weeks ago, we're here screaming at the TVs, me and Steve, the only ones, because we needed the Texans to lose, me for bets, you for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But not so obvious for Colts fans, which just makes me lose my mind. How do you not know how the division works? But last night, we get to Bubba's early enough to watch the end of that Eagles-Patriots game, which was a mind fuck anyway.
Yeah.
But I heard people rooting, like, the Patriots win your division, and it was like losing their minds about how Philly's going to do so much good for you guys, right? That game meant nothing in the standings for you at all.
Yeah.
You're not catching the Patriots. They can lose every game they have left. You're not catching them. Right? You're not catching them. That has nothing to do with your season.
Fourth in the AFC.
The Texans lost yesterday. And thank God they did. Otherwise, guess what? You'd be outside of the playoffs right now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be in the playoffs. The Texans won last night. You wouldn't be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Get your shit together.
You know who else needs to get their shit together? Chicago.
Yeah. All right. So,
we picked them at like a landslide. I think you bet on them to win by like 10 points or something like
seven.
That.
Yeah.
10 points? That was in Chicago. And, you know, we talked about Robbie Gould, and I'm sure everybody's bitching about Robbie Gould. But you know what? That dude had the one bad game in, like, what?
So here's the stat, Steve. Here's the stat with Robbie Gould. I'm not mad at Robbie Gould.
No,
everyone in Chicago is mad at Robbie Gould.
Yeah.
Robbie Gould's missed 4 field goals all season. Unfortunately, he missed 2 of them last night.
How many is he kicking?
He's our best fucking player.
Yeah, just like Pat McAfee's our best player.
I don't blame last night or yesterday on Robbie.
It's not on him. Definitely not on him.
Because had he won that kick that field goal,
shouldn't come down to a field goal anyway.
Not against San Francisco. They haven't won a road game all year.
Not against Blaine Gabbert.
My issue is in overtime, you get the ball first. You essentially go 3 and out.
Yeah.
And then you let Blaine Gabbert throw a 72-yard touchdown pass.
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't think Blaine Gabbert could throw the ball that far. And they did. And so all the highs.
I can't the ball.
All the highs that I was on after the Bears beat Green Bay. Hey, look, the Bears beat Green Bay. That was our Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We're not making the playoffs. We're not making the playoffs.
You got him on Brett Favre's night.
We got him on homecoming for Brett Favre. Thanksgiving night. First time ever. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, man.
Cutler
did throw a pick six, which he was due because he hadn't done that in a few weeks. So he was due there. But
are you on to the point now where you think the Bears should just tank?
I thought the Bears should tank weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then we were talking like John Fox is going to coach us out of a good draft pick, which is what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to do it. We got Washington this week. We'll see how this goes. I don't know.
We're watching the Redskins-Cowboys game right now. It's a little duo this year.
We still have Detroit again. We still have Minnesota again. My original was 4-12, 5-11, right around there. Maybe another win. Maybe another two.
You guys should have won the total last time.
We should have. So. But I think this is in Minnesota, so that's not only that's going to win. What I think with the Bears is we have so many issues on just power, right? Like defensive power. Like that power position, you think of like what the Bears are known for, right? Like
yeah.
That badass linebacker, right? We don't have that right now. A strong secondary. We have a decent secondary, but they get carved up left and right.
Yeah.
Blaine Gabbert carved you up left and right, right? What I don't want to hear is everyone talking about how the Bears need to draft a quarterback.
No.
Because you're not there yet. Quarterback is not a problem.
I think it's identity also.
Like our number one draft pick, keep in mind, our number one draft pick from this year hasn't played.
Yeah.
Kevin Wayne hasn't played a snap.
Is he able to play at all?
They're not going to bring him back now.
Yeah.
There was a chance that he could play, but
even toward the end of the season, you know.
There's no. Why would you at this point? You might as well just let him sit, bring him back next year.
A couple plays in, see what he can do.
But essentially, what we could have two badass number one draft picks going next year. Alshon signs, Matt Forte maybe doesn't, but Langford's okay, right? We're on board there.
That was one of the questions I was going to ask you. So I noticed that they kind of split snaps with Forte and Langford.
Yeah, that's what they did, you
know. Why? You know Langford's done such a great job for you guys. Matt Forte's probably not coming back. Why not just give Langford up?
Here's the difference.
And then throw Matt Forte all of a sudden in there. Maybe he can break free on something. It may have won you guys the game, but instead you're running the two back.
That's a great question. And the reason is Langford's not as good at out of the backfield catching the ball.
Yeah.
He drops balls. He dropped balls against the back. He dropped a couple balls last night.
Yeah.
Forte is a much better catcher, receiver, I should say, out of the backfield. So you want to keep him doing that while you still have it, while Langford learns that. Because that's something Langford can learn.
Well,
Mike Bird's our future, for sure.
More trial under fire, more than that.
You know what? At 5-7?
75-25, they should have been doing.
At 5-7, I hope that's what they start doing now.
Yeah.
Unless they have this inkling that Forte's going to sign for less money.
Yeah.
Which, if Forte signs for less money, you sign.
I already know. Because
someone's going to sign
for
Forte,
right? He's going to Dallas, so.
If someone's going to sign it, right? Yeah, it was a disappointing end of the season. When I say end of the season, I don't think there's a way the Bears make the playoffs. At 6-6, there was a shot.
There
at 5-7, I'm not seeing
it. It's starting to get tricked.
Unless we were the NFC least.
Well, last week.
NFC least team.
Last
not
week,
East.
Well, last week we were talking about how every NFL team has a mathematical shot to playoff. Now we're starting to separate, and what's unfortunate is the Chicago Bears are starting to be on that downward slide.
I think they're still in the hunt.
They're still in the hunt, but it's going to be rough.
It's not happening. It's not happening, which is disappointing. It was a rough weekend for both of us.
Hey, if you were in the AFC, you might have a shot.
Yeah, well, fuck. Or for the NFC least.
Or for the NFC least, yeah.
The NFC least, which we keep watching. Thank God I bet the over.
All right, so I kind of led into the AFC. I know you want to talk about this. We're talking about John Boy Football. We didn't really mention him. We didn't talk about him being benched or anything.
The only reason I wanted to bring him up was
John Boy Football versus the Browns.
The only reason I wanted to bring him up is because we drink.
Yeah.
You and I party.
Yeah.
Right? We do this. We party, right? We're on like a 4-day bender coming down right now. And I think the best quote Johnny Manziel had, and I only want to bring this up because I want it on the podcast, is Johnny Manziel says, "I don't have a drinking problem. The Cleveland Browns have a problem with me drinking."
I didn't really have a problem with the video at all.
I didn't either.
He got named, and we're talking about...
He got named
starter.
For the rest of the season.
This is after...
Unless he gets hurt.
I think after the Baltimore game, he got named starter.
Yep.
And then they had a week off. They went on a bye week, and he went out on that Sunday night. And next thing you know, he's got a bottle of champagne in his hand.
They're upset that he lied about it and whatever. I get it. I get what the Browns are worrying
about. There's worse things in this world than a bottle of champagne.
Here's the actual issue. The Browns are done with it.
I get the rehab deal of it.
The Browns are just done with it. It was an experiment. It didn't work, right? So the Browns are done. Now they're looking at their roster and looking at the fact that they're 2-10, getting decimated by the Bengals. Like, decimated. At home, right? Battle of Ohio, you get destroyed. Now they're thinking, all right, so now rebuild. Once again, Cleveland Browns have to rebuild. Well, it is, but
annual thing.
Is Johnny Manziel worth a trade option? Is what the only reason, in my opinion, the only reason why he's starting this week and in the foreseeable future is to see if he can put enough good tape together to get someone to trade for him. They drafted him in the third round, I think it was, right?
First round.
Was it the first round?
He got drafted in the first round because the Colts traded.
Oh, that's right.
Colts traded for Trent Richardson, gave him a first round pick.
That's right.
And they used that first round pick.
That's right. So I think what they're trying to figure out is what's the trade value for Johnny Manziel. And right now, it's not good because there's no tape on it. So put him out there for 4 more games. Maybe puts together some wins, maybe puts together some good tape, and then get some trade value. That's the only reason.
You know what would be great is if the NFL could trade with the CFL, because that's the only place that he deserves to play at this point in time.
He's going
to
end up in Dallas.
I don't think Tony Romo is the guy. We just talked about Tony Romo MVP right now.
That would be
a 4-game MVP. Because he's 3-1 when he plays,
and
they're
0-7
when he doesn't play.
I think they bring him into Dallas as a backup. And let him sit behind Romo. And they try to pull. Well, no, I think they try to pull a Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers type situation. Which is what I think Jerry Jones was trying to do with him to begin with. When there was talks about the Cowboys drafting him, that's all it was.
I think
Jerry's trying to bind his Aaron Rodgers behind his Brett Favre. He thinks Tony Romo's his Brett Favre. And Tony Romo eventually is going to retire. And he doesn't have anyone else. And he thinks Johnny Manziel is that guy.
I think
if you can get Johnny Manziel for a 5th round pick, you're Dallas. If you're Dallas. All right, so if you're Dallas, 7th round pick.
I would do it for a 7th round pick.
Fifth, I was going to ask you, 5th or worse, right? 5th or worse. Fifth or better, you're an idiot. Fifth or worse, why wouldn't you?
I would. Fifth round, you can get. You can still get talent. Seventh round.
You tell me the Johnny Manziel's not a fifth round talent.
Not right now.
I guess we don't know.
We know. We've seen.
Maybe we do.
We've seen him play, and I'm not impressed.
He's got good plays. He's got bad plays.
I'm still not impressed, but I think his attitude is: if he's not a starter, he gives a fuck all about you and your organization. And that's exactly how he
gives a fuck about Cleveland. Cleveland sucks. Cleveland's a shit city.
That's where you go for your career to die.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're gonna move on.
Where are we going?
We're gonna talk about something that we talked about on Sunday. Was how much the media loved the Cowboys and the Seahawks.
And yeah, all right. So I was drunk last night. Believe it or not. And obviously the Seahawks rolled the Vikings in Minnesota. And it wasn't necessarily... The defense played really well, but...
By the way, that was our shot bet.
It was. And Kayla, as soon as we get a hold of her. We'll take care of that. So, they beat Pittsburgh with 5 touchdown passes. Right?
Yeah.
Brown apples. Yeah, we're ordering shots on
you.
Russell Wilson throws 5 touchdown passes against the Steelers. Right? Wins that game. Throws another 3 against the Vikings and runs for 1.
They did you a huge favor, by the way. They did you a huge favor.
Who did? No, because
they did.
No, because we were going to win the division. We needed Minnesota to win that game because there's no way Seattle wins the division. Seattle's a wild card.
Yeah.
So we actually needed the Vikings to win. And now the Vikings are a wild card because they lost and Green Bay won.
That'll make that game against Minnesota even more valuable.
No, you're good. You're good. So my beef is this. We're talking about a 7-5 Seahawks. That's a 6. Steve, a 6.
That's dangerous.
That's very dangerous. But why are people in the media talking about them as the best team in the NFC?
Well, right now they're hot, dude.
They're hot, but they're 7-5.
They've also been the 2 Super Bowls in a row with almost the exact same roster they have.
Not playing the same, though.
They're not playing the same, but they're starting to figure it out, dude. And I can understand. Thank you. I can understand why everyone's hot on them. But it's the perfect time to get hot.
It's the only time. They're not going to win the division. There's no way.
No, yeah.
I don't even think it's possible.
Cardinals
have to lose out. Cardinals, 10-2, 7-5. Like, I don't even know if it's possible. Maybe it is possible, but there's no way the Cardinals will take it.
No way.
Right?
Yeah.
My issue is always that the Cowboys being 3-8, the Seahawks being 7-5 now, and then maybe the Cowboys go 4-8. Tomorrow, everyone all of a sudden is going to be like, oh, the Cowboys are back in it. In the hunt. Seahawks, same fucking thing. And you got some teams that are out there that are doing work. And I think one of the topics we're going to talk about is the best team in the NFC and the best team in the AFC. I don't know if this is the appropriate time to bring that up or not.
No, you're good.
But
the main thing we wanted to bitch about was the fact that the media just loved them and were fucking tired.
Stop. Please fucking stop.
I mean, I get a hot team, and I definitely understand it.
Dude, how much media attention did the Kansas City Chiefs get? They won 6 games in a row, and arguably the best team, I'm sorry, the hottest team in the NFL right now is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Carolina Panthers, obviously, but you don't know.
Yeah, right. But beyond that,
no love for the Chiefs at all.
Chiefs, because they're in Kansas City. Come on, man.
They're not
6 in a row.
They're not
you
sexy.
Go to Oakland, you win by 2 touchdowns in a terrible win. You should have won that game. You had like less than 200 yards offense, but you had 176 yards in interception returns.
Yeah.
And you know, my Oakland Raiders, I love them. And I've said how much I enjoy Derek Carr. And I think Derek Carr is going to be legit.
He's going to be.
Three picks.
Oakland's starting to turn around. But Oakland's starting to turn around, dude.
It is.
Peyton Manning threw 3 picks.
But that's my problem.
Tom Brady threw 3 picks.
Stop. Like, media, please. Let's talk about what's real and now what's sexy. Talking about the Seahawks at 7-5 is sexy. Talking about the fact that the Chiefs lost Jamal Charles and then rattled off 6 wins with Alex Smith as your quarterback?
And
give him some fucking love.
I don't even know. Charles Kondrick? Is that his name?
I don't even know.
Oh, Condrick what?
I can't name more than three players on the Chiefs, and they're winning six games in a row. Like, and that's the media's fault.
Yeah, no.
The media's fault.
All right, so we're talking about the NFC right now. So let's talk about
Raiders. We're talking about the Chiefs right now.
Well, we were talking about the NFC with Seahawks and Cowboys. So we're going to talk about who we think are the best two teams in each division, or the best team in each division. All
right,
so let's lead off with the NFC.
Let me put the caveat out there before we say this. We're saying right now.
We're not saying
how it's going to end.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's more
we're talking about hot teams. Yeah. And don't worry,
we're talking.
Neither of us pick the Seahawks.
Right. Right now, who's the best?
Yeah.
Top down in the NFC for me, it's still the Arizona Cardinals.
And I
know that they have two losses.
They do have great talent, dude. I'm not saying anything.
I still think straight up Arizona, Carolina. Tomorrow, Arizona wins. I still believe that. I think Arizona's got a better run game. Carson Palmer's got better options. I'm not saying Carson's better than Cam. I don't think he's a better quarterback in the league right now than Cam.
No.
I mean, Cam's giving the MVP today.
Yeah,
like, literally. Give it to
him. Just go ahead and do it.
Just do it, right? But Carson's got better options, right? And their defense is playing tough. And they just don't seem to get phased. And here's the one thing. They already lost their, you know, like every year, no one goes undefeated, right? And every year you have that one, like, gimme loss that you should have lost when you lost. Well, guess what? They already got that. They lost to the Rams at home. So they've already lost that gimme, like, whatever, pick-up game. Cardinals could go 14-2 and still maybe be a second seed. Maybe.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, it depends on what happens to Carolina.
Carolina could have a really close game against the Bruins last night. So.
Exactly. Right? And that could have been Carolina's gimme loss they should have had.
Yeah.
And they overcome that. Maybe Carolina was going to beat it. But I still think, head-to-head, right now, Carolina beats them. That's why I take Carolina. I'm sorry. That's why I did.
I was like, you're on my team.
No, I'm sorry. Well, you know, we got the Chicago Cardinals and we got the Carolina Bears. No, so I think head-to-head right now, I think the Cardinals are better.
I would tend to agree with you on most everything you said, but Carolina's put it all together every game, 12 games in a row. They've got their team going strong. They've got great talent going for them in every way. They got a great coach.
Yep.
Hard to go against them, dude. Carolina's the best team in the NFL.
They keep winning. They're the only team that's undefeated.
They're the best team in the NFL right now.
You and I didn't even pick them to win the division.
No. No one
and
did.
We're not the only ones that are idiots
no
on that.
One did. Yeah, no one did.
We're not the only ones that are idiots on that. So I can't disagree with you.
Surprised everybody.
I just think right now, if they play tomorrow, I think the Cardinals will.
So I did mention this to you earlier, and I just want to ask you while we're on here. If you're the Panthers, you want to sit some guys going forward to the end of the year?
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, what would happen to the Carolina Panthers if Cam Newton got hurt?
If Cam Newton gets hurt week 14, they lose every game that's left.
Yeah.
And they lose in the playoffs. It's over. Cam Newton, by definition, is the most valuable player.
So should you maybe start him and maybe start sitting him towards the third quarter?
I would rest him. If you had the game...
I wouldn't rest him.
No. What I'm saying, though, is if you had the game, let's just say by the mid-third quarter, you know you're going to win the game.
Like last night. That was a close-ass game.
You don't sit him in that situation. But if they're up fucking 20 points in the second half, sit him.
But what if you're not? But what if you're...
I think if you're the Carolina...
I'm just thinking about himself. You know what I'm saying?
He's a young dude. Clearly athletic as fuck. Right? I mean, clearly.
Yeah.
He's a fucking beast. Right? Yeah. I think he'd ride it. I mean, think about it. This could be the improbable season.
Don Shula wants to go on a visit.
This could be that improbable season where you look at a team that no one picks to even win their division, to let alone go undefeated. And you have an opportunity to go undefeated, you go undefeated.
Yeah.
You go undefeated.
I hope we see it in our lifetime.
I think we did last one. I wouldn't say that. To answer your question, though, I wouldn't say
that. Now we're on to the AFC, and I'm going to go ahead and leave this one off. And I don't know if this shocked you when I told you this earlier, but right now, and this might be off because I'm a little butthurt over the loss of today, but the best team in the AFC is Pittsburgh. With Ben Roethlisberger in,
As of today.
As of today. With Ben Roethlisberger, with Ben playing, Antonio playing, even D'Angelo playing, that offense, you do not want to play them even as a wild card.
The only reason I will disagree
with if they would play the Patriots, that would be a fucking hell of a game to watch.
It would.
In a wild card round.
And I don't even think that's what's happening right now. Because I don't think Steelers are in right now.
As of right now, we would play them here.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would have to get.
No, Steelers aren't in right now. The Jets are in above
them. Oh, the Jets are in.
Yeah, so they're. So Steve's picking the best team in the AFC right now. It's not even the playoffs.
Yeah.
As of right now. Here's what I will tell you. It is the Steelers, to me, best offense in football, period, hands down.
Yeah.
With Roethlisberger in, the best offensive football team out there. Now, their defense and their secondary worries me. And I know we didn't see that last night with the Colts, right? But you did see that with the Seahawks, you know, the week before.
Yeah.
So, for me, I think the Steelers are a scary matchup. Let's just make sure they get in the playoffs first.
Yeah, they're a bit,
right
they're,
now
they're
it's
very
the Jets.
Scary,
right now it's Kansas City and the Jets. So in the AFC, one right now is Cincinnati, two Denver, three Patriots, four still Colts by the skin, you know, skin of their teeth, five Kansas City, six the Jets,
right.
And the Steelers are seven.
Check this out. So the next 2 weeks in a row, Pittsburgh Steelers play the Bengals and then the Broncos.
Everything is up to the Steelers.
That's crazy.
Everything is up to the Steelers.
Then you play the Ravens and the Browns.
So here's what the Steelers are not going to do. They're not going to win the division.
Yeah, they're definitely not winning.
They're going to win the division. But if they beat the Bengals, clearly, right?
So they have a shot at it.
If they beat the Bengals next week and then beat the Broncos after that, they're in the playoffs. There's no way they're not, right?
Yeah.
And I think the Broncos still play the Bengals, too, which we're getting off topic here. But I think offensively, the Steelers are the best team in the league right now.
Yeah.
But to dispute what the best team in the AFC is.
When I say Pittsburgh is the best team in the AFC, I'm talking about
as of right now.
And I'm not talking about playoffs or anything. I'm just talking about the best team in the AFC.
As of right now.
No playoffs or nothing. That's the best team they have.
Roethlisberger missed a few games, right? Roethlisberger didn't miss those games.
Dude, he's throwing 10 touchdowns in 2 games.
I know. That's what I'm saying, dude. If he didn't miss those games, like, fuck, what would happen, right? So,
got to rethink drafting Ben Roethlisberger on fantasy team.
Always,
every year.
Always. This over is looking so terrible right now. Sorry. So, my team right now, from 1 to 53... Right, man roster, the whole thing, is Cincinnati Bengals.
The arch nemesis of Prince.
No, I fucking hate him. I hate him.
I don't know who you are anymore.
Two touchdowns he ran. Give me a hole. They're 10-2. They're first in the AFC. They're winning.
Yeah.
Right? They lost to the Texans. And remember when I said every team has that one loss? That you need to have?
They had them. They had
the Cardinals had theirs against the Rams?
Yeah.
The Bengals had it against the Texans.
I'll get down with that.
Bengals can go 14-2. Now, we won't give it away for free yet, but I think the Bengals are playing Pittsburgh. Maybe that's what we're doing now. I don't know.
That'll be week six. Well,
that's next,
our episode
that's
16.
Next game, right?
Our episode 16.
That's this game, though.
Remember
it's that. Pittsburgh,
yeah.
Cincinnati coming
yeah.
out this Sunday. So,
You and I,
right now, we're going head-to-head, right? Pittsburgh-Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You said Pittsburgh's the best team. I'm saying Cincinnati is, and they play each other.
Oh, guess what? That's going to be our shot bet.
That's our shot bet.
Yeah.
And we're getting into it. Oh, hold on. We got to take our shot bet from last week.
Back
I fucking
week.
Lost again. God bless.
Victory tastes so sweet.
So sour.
All right, so Pittsburgh.
Is that where we're starting?
So Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
So we start with our game picks right now?
Yeah, let's do our game picks right now. So Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
You've already taken them. You've taken the Steelers, right?
I got a pick.
And I'm taking the Bengals. And you know what? I love the Steelers. I do. I really do. I love Antonio Brown.
Uh-huh. It's impossible not to, especially after that touchdown.
Raplesburg can go suck a dick, but 10 touchdowns in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
He gets it.
We're not talking about off the field issues.
No, he gets
it. On the field issues,
right?
Pretty amazing.
For me, Ben Roethlisberger, in this storied franchise that is the Pittsburgh Steelers, and as a Bears fan, I respect storied franchises.
Yeah.
He's the best Steeler quarterback ever.
He's getting there.
I get it.
He's getting there.
You're going to say, Bradshaw won more Super Bowls. I get it.
But he's getting there.
He's already got every offensive record.
I don't think that the last one will be his last one.
No.
Not with Antonio Brown. And even Le'Veon Bell.
He gets hurt twice. And he comes back before anyone else does, man.
That dude's big, dude. That's Big Ben, dude.
I know, dude. I know.
He can keep on taking it.
But it's Cincinnati at home. I'm taking Cincinnati. I don't know what the spread is. Monday night, we're not even fucking with the spread at this point. You know what? We're not going to fuck with the spread.
Monday night right now, we're going to change.
I'm taking the Bengals. You're taking the Steelers. That's a shot back.
Well, it's not like we're actually talking about like spreads with us in our game.
No,
so, no. Well, here's what's funny. Originally, we talked about this game, Minnesota at Arizona, being the game of the week. But that's really the game of the week.
You know what, Steve? I forgot to ask this earlier. So before you get into the NFC game, I was going to ask you this, and I was going to wait. So tell me. So if you put conference versus conference, right? So let's just name the top three in each conference, right? And I don't think we're going to argue with the top three. So in the NFC, Carolina, Arizona, Seattle. Those are the top three in the NFC right now. Who are you disagreeing with? Maybe
Seattle.
And who would you put instead of Seattle? Can't be any of these fucking NFC least idiots. Brady, who would it be? The NFC North guys, Minnesota, Green Bay, keep going back and forth. And Seattle just beat the shit out of Minnesota.
I just can't fucking back away from Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's been through a bad skid.
Okay.
But I'm not going to count him out. Like, I can't. He's got the talent to do it. The talent's around him to
do it.
You
know what? And at 13 doesn't necessarily matter when you hear my next question. Maybe it does. I don't know. But so in the AFC,
That's pretty locked right now.
In the AFC, top three, Cincinnati,
Denver,
New England.
Yeah.
Right? Which top three are better?
So, is the AFC versus the NFC?
In the top three, who's better? You tell me
I have to go with the AFC, dude.
So you're going to tell me the top three. So, today, right?
We're talking about Brock Osweiler, Andy Dalton, and Tom Brady. Yes.
Right.
I'm going with them three.
In their current situation.
Yep.
Patriots getting smoked by the Eagles.
Yep.
Brock, cool. You're 3-0.
They got the shit beat out of them yesterday, dude. I cannot believe that.
And Andy Dalton, right? I will tell you this. In my opinion, I'm just going to give you the one. So the Bengals being the first, in my opinion, the best team in the AFC, right? I don't think the Bengals beat any of the top three in the NFC. I don't.
A lot of respect, dude.
I don't.
But you know what's funny?
I don't.
The Bengals aren't going to make it out of the AFC to make it a Super Bowl.
I agree with that as well.
It's New England to lose.
See, New England's going to figure it out in January. What I'm saying is, today, you got to get. Where I'm coming from is today, right? Because you and I both know that Patriots are going to figure it out come January, right?
Yeah.
But we're in the first week of December,
right?
I don't think the best team in the AFC, I don't think, beats any of the top three in the NFC. I really don't. I think the NFC is playing better football.
Right now, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Sorry. I didn't know if you were like...
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't want to digress. But we were getting right into what we thought was going to be the game of the week.
Is it in Minnesota? No, it's in Arizona.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, right. Minnesota laid a fucking egg.
Yes, they did.
What the fuck, dude? That was... I called it, but...
In my heart...
You picked Minnesota,
dude,
and I kind of wanted to agree with you, because I want Minnesota to be hot. I like Adrian Peterson.
I know you do.
But fuck, he's on
the
Minnesota
shot bet that we lost.
One point.
This is the shot bet that we lost. I picked Minnesota, he picked Seattle. And
the Legion of Boom is back.
I don't know if the Legion of Boom's back.
They're back, dude.
I think Seattle's offense is doing things that they've never done before.
They've had plenty of time to figure it out.
Listen to this stat.
They've got a great tight end.
Steve, listen to this stat. I heard this stat earlier, right? Russell Wilson, last three games, 11 touchdowns, passing, zero picks, three rushing touchdowns. This dude's got 14 touchdowns
in three games.
In three games.
Yeah.
Hold on. 21 touchdowns for the year. Okay. Already more than he's ever thrown in his career. Russell Wilson's being like, hey, remember when you said I was a game manager and the only reason I win is because I have a great defense?
But was that Pete Carroll's answer early in the year to the run game? Like, he was going to start running after
Marshawn's out? Marshawn's out. Marshawn,
yeah.
He's hurt, right? I think
CJ Spiller is that way.
I think what Pete Carroll is, what, I think what Pete Carroll is saying is, no, you want me to win with offense?
Cool.
Russell, let's go win by offense.
Should have been doing that as soon as you signed Jimmy Graham. As soon as they signed him, I was like, fuck.
I know why we... Now we're turning into media, because we're supposed to be like Cardinals and Vikings.
Dude, but they're fucking hot.
They are. When it comes down to the Cardinals and Vikings in our game picks, I'm taking the Cardinals in Arizona. Minnesota goes 8-5. Arizona goes 11-2. We won't talk about the spreads, because it's too early to do, but
I would like to see Minnesota make a comeback after that shellac they were given.
They're not going to, but there's home,
no
brother.
There's no way
to do that at home.
If it was at home, I might give it to them, because that was disrespectful. They came in
38-7, right?
38-7? Yeah, dude. So, but right now, Arizona.
Arizona goes 11-1.
All right, so let's talk about the best team in the NFC right now. Atlanta at Carolina.
The best team by record. It's at Carolina?
At Carolina.
I'm over the Falcons. I'm over them. I'm done with them.
Who's going to show up? We don't know any week.
Like, seriously, man. They lost last night. It's like, come on, dude. Carolina.
Devontae didn't do anything.
So much
coming off the concussion. I think they were babying him the entire game. It pissed me off. And I'm sure a lot of other fantasy owners off.
You got
Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and Roddy White. You've got a great offense. How do you not put up points? I don't get it. I don't understand. Carolina all day.
Carolina goes 13-0.
All day.
I agree.
All day.
I agree. Carolina goes 13-0.
Here's your favorite game of the week. The Washington Redskins. That's
going into theirs. I wish I would have had something else, but... Hey, for the record,
we got a couple double legs up on the board right now.
Yeah, so for the record, I had the over 43. There hasn't been a point scored. There's 6 minutes left. I'm blaming Kayla. I'm going to score Kayla. Remember we said 43 points? Yeah. So, blaming Kayla.
You should probably blame yourself. You've had a terrible weekend betting. So.
I've got okay. I should just quit. I should just quit betting.
Is that on record?
I don't even know. Like, I don't even want to pick the game. Like, I don't want to pick the game. I don't want to pick the game because I have no idea how terrible.
I'll pick it.
We're
going to
show
up. I'll pick it for you. Chicago got Bears at home.
I'm taking the Bears.
Taking skin, dude. I'm not picking on the Bears anymore. I just can't do it, man. You had the opportunity to beat the weakest team in the NFC.
We could have been 7-6.
After that. 6-6.
6-6, but then if we beat the Redskins, we would have been 7-6.
Yeah, you guys had plenty of opportunity to do it. No faith right now. It'll be close. And for your sake, I hope they win. But I'm picking the Skins, dude. I can't. I'm not gonna go with you on this one.
I'm taking the Bears. I'll take the Bears because I'm a fucking homer and I'm an idiot.
All right.
So that's the only reason. I'm a homer and I'm an idiot. Go Bears.
Let's ball up the other homer here. Let's go with Colts at Jacksonville.
You better pick what you picked earlier when you say this shit. I'll start on this one.
This will be a win for you.
I don't know if...
Let's talk about 5 touchdowns on Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles is the real deal, dude.
Dude, I was genuinely happy when Blake Bortles got drafted by Jacksonville. So yeah. I was like, fuck, Florida guy in Florida, that's a great pick for Jacksonville. Hopefully that stirs up the crowd that can open the game. Because nobody chose to watch Jacksonville.
They're going to be in London. It won't matter.
That's right. The London Jets.
They'll be in London.
Sorry, I got distracted for a second. Blake Morrow's real deal.
Yeah.
Still lost again. Colts cannot afford to lose.
We lost a game on a Marcus Mariota, like 70 million yard run.
Who was also the real deal.
Both guys are going to get paid.
He's also
they're
going to
own
deal.
A quarter of the franchise. It's a long name.
And Jameis is also the real deal. I don't know if we're talking about the Bucs or not. He's also the real deal. I'm going to take the Colts only because you cannot afford to lose another game. You cannot come out of next week being 6-7 and tell me you're going to make the playoffs. It's not happening.
We beat Jacksonville last time by a fucking... I don't even know how we beat
Is Jesus the quarterback or is Hasselbeck quarterback?
Right now it'll be Hasselbeck. It's Monday.
We don't know yet.
It could change, but Holder's saying that... You know,
and you're saying no chance Luck's playing.
I'm saying there's no chance of any Luck playing at all.
I'm still taking the Colts.
He might play in the coming weeks, but I doubt it.
Andy...
I'm picking Jacksonville, dude. Because I'm not picking the fucking Colts. Because if I pick the Colts, we're going to lose.
Andy, jump in here real quick. Come on. Andy, one of the managers above us. Above us 33, repping. Hey, we're doing the Colts-Jacksonville pick for next week. Who you got?
Go with the Colts.
Why you got the Colts, man? You got to speak up a little bit for me, though.
Go with the Colts. I'm trying to hurt you. Can't afford to lose. Must win game. I think defense steps up, gets
They're talking about how they're expecting him to play.
Yeah. All right, so Andy's got that.
They're expecting him to play right now. Yeah.
So Hasselbeck healthy against
Jacks.
Rebound.
Andy's got it.
I like his pick.
Andy's got it.
I know the Colts are going to win, but I got to pick Jacksonville because if I pick the Colts, they're going to lose. So
Colts by 6.
Colts by 6.
Andy says Colts by 6.
He's going by points. All right.
He's going by points. All right. You got it.
I think it will be a close game still because we beat them at home somehow.
Division
by them missing
tough,
three
right?
field goals, including overtime. No, it's going to be
Division
really
games are always tough. I'm taking the Colts. I'm actually taking the Colts. You're taking the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I tried it last week. We tried an experiment. It didn't work. I'm also going to play Snow for not being here with us watching the game. But, you know, whatever.
Hey, Snow, how's your server drawer going? All right, sorry.
All right, so real quick, let's just touch on Kansas City real quick.
We did earlier. We talked about
this. They're on a six-game win streak, dude.
We did earlier when we were talking about the media, whatever.
Yeah.
All I want to say is, and if Josh, you call him by his Twitter handle, but Josh hopefully will join us next week. Josh is one of my boys.
Mr. Gluckman.
Yeah, he's one of my boys, and I think he's trying to play on doing a guest spot next week. He's our number one Twitter follower. Like he's our guy. He's a Chiefs fan, so I want to make sure I brought it up because he was supposed to do the episode with us today. He couldn't because his company sucks. Fuck you, and you know what I'm talking about. He's a Chiefs fan, so I want to bring this up, man. Media-wise, come on. Just give him some
love.
Show him some love. The Kansas City Chiefs lost their best offensive player and won six in a row. They had an uphill battle, but you know what? You talked about the Steelers being the best team in the AFC. Guess who's ahead of them and currently in the playoffs?
I get it. I get it.
And you and I both rode off Kansas City weeks ago, just like everyone else.
Hey, we rode off Carolina at the start of the year.
Just like everyone else did.
Yeah.
But I want to give where due is necessary.
Credit is due, yeah.
Kansas City, do your thing. But guess what, Kansas City? You still lost the Bears. Boom.
Alright, so let's touch on Mr. Brock. Playing against your Oakland Raiders at home.
You know what? I'm going to pick the game.
Undefeated, bro.
Are we picking this
undefeated,
game?
Bro.
Are we picking this game?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to pick it real quick. I'm taking the Raiders because fuck all. Right? Because I'm on the Raiders. My question to you is...
Why?
Yeah.
Are you gonna gamble on that?
No. But here's my question to you.
That's a dumb pick.
No, but I want to set up a question. As a former... You're a former Peyton Manning fan. You'll be a Peyton Manning fan
again. I'm still Peyton Manning fan.
Right?
We all are.
Is Peyton playing again this year because Brock is 3-0 and Peyton looked like trash?
Yes.
You think he's going to play again? If Brock goes 4-0.
If his foot injury is not career, or not career ending, but season ending, he's going to play again. It's just like Andrew Luck at this point in time. His injury is not season ending. It does take some time to heal. Maybe Peyton's injury takes some time to heal, but.
So you tell me. Right, so let me ask you.
Are you going to trust a guy that's never played in the NFL a game that has gotten, you know, he's gotten lucky?
Yeah.
He's not been great. He's been good enough to win, but his defense has been there to help him. Are you going to trust
him? He's got the best
defense
in the league.
Are you going to trust him or Peyton Manning?
So
sorry,
dude.
Jimmy Garoppolo or Tom Brady. That's how I look at it.
Okay, but I'm going to be devil's advocate just for a second.
All right.
Gary Kubiak's whole thing is under center versus shotgun. Right? That's his thing. Like, his offensive scheme is...
What do you think Peyton Manning does under center and shotgun?
No, he does shotgun. Brock does under center now. Now that Peyton's hurt, they do it under center.
It's so weird to hear him say Omaha. It's like, you're not...
But the difference is, in those three wins that Brock has... Their running game is doubling what they were doing when Peyton was there.
Well, that's how Peyton Manning runs. Because everybody expects Peyton to throw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns a game. That's why it never worked here. We didn't have an offensive line to protect the run. We had an offensive line to protect Peyton Manning.
So, but let's see. My question is, they had... Alright, so let me just set it up very quickly. Denver has the best defense in the league right now, statistically.
Yeah.
Whether it is or not, that's for argument, but statistically the best defense, right? In the last three games, they're doubling their running game output. So Brock Osweiler is 3-0, but he's got the best defense in a running game that's working. So they're not necessarily winning because Brock Osweiler is lighting it up. They're winning because the defense in the running game is doing their thing. Do you fuck that up at 10-2, given the fact that Peyton may be ready in week 15 or week 16?
Dude, if he's ready this week, give the start to Brock and let Peyton come in and just do what he can do. Because you're playing against a beaten up Oakland Raiders. Sorry, I know it's your team,
but no.
If you're winning the game going into the fourth quarter, put him in.
Okay, so
I don't actually know what the injury report is.
Yeah, agree. My opinion is the complete opposite. You know what I think is actually going to happen? Is Gary Kubiak took that Denver job and didn't want anything to do with Peyton Manning.
What a fucking dick.
He didn't want anything to do with him. So what I think is going to end up happening is, somehow, media-wise, just because Peyton Manning's the darling, right? And this is being recorded, so I could be completely wrong. But this is just my opinion.
What do you mean by the darling?
Peyton Manning is the darling of the NFL when it comes to fucking commercials and advertising.
Not to play football.
So what's going to end up happening is, amicably, Denver is going to...
Great use of the word, dude. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. They're going to...
Although you're going to enunciate it correctly, but, you know.
They're going to just part ways.
No way. I really
think that's going to happen.
No way.
And Peyton will go somewhere else. For a year that none of us in 5 years will remember where that is. Okay,
you already called it. You talked about it on Saturday. You called it Houston.
But none of us will remember that. And what I'm saying is as soon as John Fox got fired and Gary Kubiak came in there, Peyton's done. Different style, different shit. And now all of a sudden, Brock is 3-0. And I'm calling it 3-1. You haven't given your pick yet, but you may be calling it 4-0.
I'm calling it 4-0.
Okay, so you're calling it 4-0, and then you're going to tell me that Peyton's going to play again? Not happening, dude.
That defense, dude.
Not happening, dude.
That defense. I'm not going to go against him at this point. Brock has played good enough. The play calling has been good enough to get past it, and their defense has been better than any.
Let me ask you something ridiculous, dude. What happens if Brock... They keep telling us, the media, the Broncos, whatever, Peyton's not healthy. Week after week, right? We don't know any different.
We don't know
what actually happens, right? But every week they keep telling us that
he's not on IR. He's not on IR.
They didn't put him on IR yet, right? But they keep telling me he's not healthy. And Brock keeps winning.
And there's no footage of Peyton Manning practicing in uniform.
And all of a sudden, Brock makes it to the AFC Championship.
You're getting a little ambitious right
I'm
now.
I'm just saying. I'm being devil's advocate, right? Yeah. He makes it to the AFC Championship. I'm not saying he wins it, but he makes it. Then what?
Are we talking about Brock versus Andy Dalton?
Brock versus Brady? Brock? Whatever.
Because if it's...
If that could happen...
It'll be a one versus four.
Yeah.
Patriots are three. We're talking about,
a championship game.
I get it.
Right?
We're talking about two versus three before the championship game. So we're talking about Brock versus Andy.
Right? No, Brock right now, Andy's
Brock
won.
Brady again.
No, right now it's Andy. It would
Andy's
be,
won. So
it would be Brock versus Brady.
In your
pit. No. Because one and four right now. So one is Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Four is the Colts.
Yeah.
Two is Denver. Three is New England. So if everything plays out in the wild card, and you have those four teams playing each other in the divisional game,
four.
Which would be Cincinnati playing the Colts.
Yeah.
And then in the divisional round, you would have Brock versus Brady.
Yeah.
So maybe not AFC Championship. But if that happens.
We're talking about the AFC Championship game. Yeah.
If that happens.
Brady's got a chip on his shoulder. He's pissed. And he's now lost two games.
But what I'm asking, though, is if that happens.
We picked them to continue to be undefeated.
If that happens.
But they're decimated by injury.
Tell me Payne plays again with the Denver Broncos. We digress. I took the Raiders. You took the fucking Broncos.
We're both too fucking stubborn to change those.
Yeah, we're not doing it. All
right, so speaking of Denver. Oh, sorry, not Denver. New England. My game of the week, because I fucking need these guys to win so much.
Because you're the only Colts fan that understands how football works.
And apparently,
got it.
You might be watching the game on Sunday, and everybody here will be rooting for Houston for some reason.
Yeah, you know why? They won't be rooting for Houston.
We got New England at Houston.
Right. They're going to be rooting for Houston because they hate Tom Brady and the Patriots. Because they don't understand how football works. They don't understand how football works. Listen, anyone that's listening to this podcast, anyone that listens to us ever, you need to be New England Patriots fans on Sunday night. Let me say this again.
If you're a Colts fan, you're now a Patriots fan for one weekend.
Right, Patriots fan Sunday night.
One weekend. That's all you need. One weekend.
This Sunday.
Go back to hating them after that.
You're a Patriots fan.
Go back to hating them after that. But root for Tom Brady and the New
England
Patriots.
You can still hate for them. You can still hate them and root for them.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
I want the Patriots to be good, so when the Colts Patriots play, it's that much more meaningful when we maybe win. I don't know if that will happen, but...
Colts fans, the Patriots for you are for Bears fans what the Packers are.
Yeah.
And I have rooted for the Packers on plenty of occasions.
Because you need them to win.
Because whatever the, you know, whatever the... I'm not even talking about gambling at this point, just whatever the playoff situation is.
Yeah.
You guys need the Patriots to win
play,
this
if
game.
If you want to play Week 18, you've got to root for your rival.
You have to root for the Patriots this week.
Yeah.
Who you got?
You know who I'm on. You know who I'm on. I'm on the Patriots, dude. They're coming off a two-game skid. I know they're in. They're going against Vince Wilford.
This is Sunday night, too, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Is it? I'm pretty sure it's Sunday night.
Is it? Oh, well, whatever. No. They're going against Vince Wilford, which is kind of interesting for Vince Wilford for food is going after going after Tom Brady, which is kind of cool to see. But no, I'm picking the Patriots. They've gone all the two games good. They got decimated last week, dude, or yesterday. All
right, so I assume I'm going to pick this based on what I think the Lions going to be. I don't know, but I think right now I would assume that it's probably...
Plus three.
No.
Minus three.
No, I would think it's like minus seven.
No.
All right, now Steve's going to make me look it up.
No.
It's not going to matter.
It's not going to matter today, but come Wednesday...
It's not going to matter Monday.
Come Wednesday, it'll be probably four and a half, five and a half.
I'm going to look it up just on Monday, just because.
You got to realize that Amendola. All
right, so Steve was right. So it's -3.5 right now.
That sounds about right, dude, because you've got Amendola.
New England -3.5.
Edelman.
So basically what they're saying.
Edelman gone for the year?
No.
Oh, man.
He's playing it. He may not be playing
this week. He'll play this week, yeah.
So it's -3.5, but it's at Houston, so it's basically Patriots by a touchdown.
You know what was working for the Patriots? Throwing to Stephen Chandler. Or Scott Chandler.
Scott Chandler.
I just like saying Stephen, but a little partial on it. But you know, that was working for him. So them getting away from him was kind of maybe why their offense wasn't working, because their tight end position wasn't catching balls. Or we're getting a throw through.
So I don't want to bet against the Patriots. But I've lost so much weight in the last 2 weeks because of the Patriots. I'm going to surprise the fuck out of you even right now.
You gonna go for Houston?
I'm not saying Houston's gonna win the game.
Are you taking a bye week?
No. Listen. When it comes down to the win, head to head, win straight up, I'll take the Patriots. But when it comes to betting, I'm gonna take the Texans on the spread. So I'm gonna bet on the Texans that if they win, cool, I win the bet. And they can lose as of right now, and it'll change, but as of right now by 3.5. So what I'm ultimately saying is Patriots by a field goal or the Texans win. And I know that's not committing, per usual.
Yeah, because you're going to change on Sunday morning when you wake up and you're like, oh, yeah, I'll
probably change at like 7:45 Sunday night.
I'm gonna change it. Patriots by a touchdown and a field goal. Fuck it. Why not?
Here's my rationale. The Texans are going to know the outcome of the Colts game before they have to get on that field. And if they beat New England,
if Jacksonville actually beats the Colts, that means so much more for Houston to win that game.
But what I'm saying is, if the Colts, not if, because I think the Colts to beat Jacksonville, the Colts beat Jacksonville. Colts are now 7-6.
Houston has to beat New England.
They have to win. And they can say, hey, guess what, fuckers? Not only do we win,
we beat the team that beat the shit out of you.
We beat New England.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt not getting his team fired up? I'm taking the Texans.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Texans.
Guys, you got me fired up picking now. Fuck.
I just think that's what it is.
That's awesome, dude.
But, hey, as Colts fans, keep listening. You should be rooting for the Patriots. You should be.
Yep.
And I don't give a shit about that division. So I can throw a Hail Mary up like Aaron Rodgers did, which we didn't talk about. It's fucking bullshit. And say, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, fuck you. Let's touch on that real quick.
God.
You watched that entire game. It was 17-0 in the first half.
You know, me and Steve are sitting there, we're watching this game, and I look at Steve, so 30 seconds left, we'll just fast forward, right? 30 seconds left, Packers got the ball back, and I look at Steve and I go, you know the Packers are going to win this game, so. And he's like, yeah, you're probably right. They throw that fucking ball, and I was like, yeah, that seems about right.
What was funny was that I remember tweeting at halftime. Towards Packers in Packer Nation.
Yeah,
but I was like, PSA to at Packers or, you know, and at Packer Nation. And I was like, it's time to PANIC in all caps.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about panic versus relax.
Yeah.
And then.
And apparently it worked because the Packers, all of a sudden, Detroit scored 3 points, maybe 6 points. Yeah, 6 points. And the Packers came back and won somehow.
Packers just...
What a fucking game. What a game to watch.
I think that was more about how terrible...
That was a great game
the
to stay
circumstances
up
are
for a Thursday night game.
Are for the fucking Lions that is the Packers. But, hey, listen. Listen, Colts fans.
I don't know about that, but...
Feel my pain. Because we needed the Lions to win that game as a Bears fan. And that didn't happen. Now the Packers are in the playoffs as a division leader. You don't want that to happen to Texas. So
it'll
root for Tom Brady.
It'll be interesting watching the game somewhere next Sunday.
Yeah.
To see if anybody actually does it.
We're going to record it and put it on our Twitter.
We're going to have video.
We're going to have video on our Twitter. Because it's going to be terrible. Because everyone's still going to be rooting for fucking the Texans. And they'll have no idea. Because they're all stupid.
All right, so everybody's a moron here in Indianapolis.
Clearly.
Give us some knowledge for the rest of the night.
Hey, I just want to say... I just want to say thank you for episode 16. We didn't think we were going to be doing this long. We appreciate it. Again,
great.
Yeah, all the support, all the love. Keep doing that. Keep listening to us. We're going to keep giving you some hilarity.
Merchandise also.
Don't forget about the merchandise, princesspodcast.com. Check it out. And honestly, we appreciate all the love, all the support. Steve and I are here. We're doing our thing. We're doing this for us. We love that you're listening to it.
Appreciate
Once again, yeah, absolutely. And as always, Princess, bear down.